You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Mary, I love.
Yes, cheers to Chris.
All right. Welcome, Chris.
Welcome to me. Thank you. I was going to say welcome to you, but you don't need that.
I'm here already.
Yeah, that's right.
We do indeed have Chris Valley in the house, the man about town when it comes to
weed leaf.
You can be seen in the hemp store on K Road there.
You can.
People want to come in. Come in for a chat. Yeah. If you feel like the segment isn't quite scratching your itch, or you can't quite get the phone call in and get the face to face time, go ahead and pop on into the hemp store and say hi.
We're big on FaceTime.
Right on. Hey. What's been going on? What's been going on with the weed leaf?
Mate, so much. So last Thursday, we had these new regulations on cannabidiol come into effect that let doctors are able to prescribe it. So there's been a whole bunch of coverage on that, including a New Zealand doctor who have done a couple of stories on it, which is really good because that's the Doctor's Trade magazine.
So I was going to say, is that like New Scientist but for doctors?
Well, it's not on sale in magazine things, but I think they all get mailed it maybe or something like that. I think
you just
got to
have a doctor in front of your name and you start getting that mail.
Well, it's not quite like the free airline upgrade, you know, where you say you are the professor. But yeah, that's cool. So, and one of the stories was talking about this new course that's being offered where doctors can get some medical education credits and which they need to do every couple of years or whatever. So that's really cool. They can learn up about some
upskill.
Upskill. And the other was the release of a new film called Mum, Cannabis and Me. That's been in the media a bit this year, made by a med student, Tori Catherwood, and a friend of hers, Veronica. And that was released over the weekend and played to a bunch of different places. Wellington Hospital, I think they premiered in, but here it played.
Challenging marijuana hysteria.
It's made to be like an educational resource for doctors, for medical professionals, something that you could ask your doctor to watch and that hopefully they would learn enough from, but they would also, from that, know what to look for in a medicine or how to actually go about prescribing it.
Okay, cool. Mm.
So that's all very good stuff.
Maybe that's worth a watch,
hey,
actually.
Hey, Chris, just quickly, I got home from the show last Thursday after the segment.
John, if you could just make it quick, mate.
I'm making it as fast as I can. Chris, I got home to my house, and I looked in the letterbox, and I pulled out the paper, and there was a copy of the Western Leader in there, and it was your smiling face on the front cover.
Big old smiling face.
Is this a spoil for choice?
Tell me more. You're
well,
in the paper.
Well, they knew that I lived out there because I ran in the local body elections last year for the Waitakere Licensing Trust, saying that the trust could run these non-profit cannabis social clubs under existing law, which they could if the government would give them a permit to do it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they rang me up and they said, we'd like you to do some sort of overall comments on drug policy, and then we're going to go around and talk to all the electorate candidates and do a thing on all the West Auckland electorates. So it's really good. So if you can get hold of last Thursday's Western Leader, or look online. They put all their stuff on a website called Neighbourly.
Okay.
Neighbourly CoNZ, so you can read it all there. So they've gone through every electorate in West Auckland, talked to all the candidates, and tell you what, like every single one of them, at least in terms of medical, was supportive. There wasn't anyone arguing against it out of all of them, even say like the National Party guys. And even one of the headlines said no to recreational cannabis, and it was talking about the Te Aroha electorate. And then when you read it, the Nat guy was saying yes to medical, and the Labour guy, Phil Twyford, was saying let's repeal the Misuse of Drugs Act and decriminalise it so that it's a health issue and not a crime. So it was, you know what I mean? So it was actually like they were really supportive, but the headline was saying no. But it was very interesting anyway, seeing all of the candidates of West Auckland supporting law reform to one degree or another.
Right on. Cool. I was just talking about politicians. I see old mate Gareth Morgan loves to have a yarn, doesn't he, old Gareth? Mm. He's come up and said yes to a joint after work, but no to medical marijuana. Let's take a phone call, mate. Let's take a phone call. Are you there, caller?
Oh, I don't know if you want to take this one.
And so we won't.
Uh-oh.
Hey, back on Gareth Morgan. Now, I was like, oh, that's fine, because then medical marijuana will just happen anyway because you're making it legal. But then you made the perfect point of, but then it's a medicine, it should be subsidised, and it wouldn't be.
Yeah, they're basically saying that by properly legalizing and regulating cannabis, that you'll take care of everything. You get rid of all those barriers and things. And that's true to an extent, that it will get rid of these kind of artificial barriers that are in the way of conducting research, and that we can't manufacture medicines here simply because it's a controlled drug and all these sorts of things. So it will make life better. But they're also talking about taxing cannabis to maintain the black market. Now, that will do two things. One is that you will end up maintaining a black market, because if, say, for example, if cannabis is $300 to $400 an ounce and you tax legal cannabis to stay in that price range, well, illegal cannabis will just be like $280 or something. It'll just be slightly cheaper. And it's like that all around the world, where people intervene in legal cannabis markets. So you end up maintaining a black market. Similarly, if your age range is too high, if you say made it like R25, you just end up with this massive black market for young people, because that's where most of the consumption is. But the other thing is that you then are taxing medical use, because you're not making it a special case. So even someone who has cancer or dying or whatever, and they might need a lot, right, if they really want to dose up with cannabinoids, they're still going to be maintaining, you know, paying these black market prices without any kind of subsidy or special kind of conditions for access.
Sweet. So it's not that cut and dried, Gareth.
Yeah, well, they're kind of saying from their point of view, there's not enough evidence there to justify medical. My response to that,
how can you make it? How can you say that about it? Everyone can have it. But look, if you got a sore knee, I wouldn't.
Well, also, how can any political party know more than a patient and their doctor? I mean, rather than prejudge it and say there's not enough evidence, so no one's getting it, why not just let that decision be up to doctors and patients?
Right. Yeah, true. Hey, not lastly, but I just want to brag.
Can I just say something first?
If there's enough time.
Okay, here we go.
Just make it quick, please, John.
All right, I'm making it quick. Hey, so this election season has been a bit of a roller coaster ride. Do you think there's going to be any sort of blockbuster cannabis stories in the next 10 days before the election?
Whoa. Or 7 days or 10 days? That's a long time in this campaign, eh? Like, anything could happen. Like,
someone should throw a massive joint at Bill English's face or something.
Is there anything in the works that you know of?
like the Joyce dildo kind of thing, but the big joint. Yeah. Okay, we challenge that. We want that to happen. Yeah. Anyone out there?
But then pick it up and bring it to BFM. What do you foresee before the election? Any kind of sway such scenarios? All the parties have kind of come out and said their piece about everyone's pretty open now about where they stand.
They've all kind of taken a position. I mean, everyone is supportive to an extent. Even the Nats are into medical, but their position is, you know, pharmaceuticalise it, whereas, say, like the Greens are more like, let's make it more like a herb. Labour are a bit more reluctant. We know they want to do something. We're not quite sure exactly what. I see that it wasn't mentioned in the 100 days speech of Jacinda Ardern, whereas under Andrew Little it was. So we're slightly concerned it's dropped off their agenda, but hopefully not. But that's possibly why, if you're thinking, we need a left-leaning government to get any law change, which is probably true.
Yes.
You know, having a strong green influence with Labour is probably the best way to ensure that happens. But I'm still confident that even under a national government, we will get some sort of reform. It's just, it will be slow and painful.
Vote Green. Hey, I just wanted to brag. I managed to get my mitts on a slice of Te Kākāriki.
Oh, nice.
Holy shit. I've never tried it.
It's hard to get.
Man, what a gnarly bud.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Far out. That is why it won the deep green and it's very, 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 very THC. Like, it looks like a fucking mirrorball when you open it up.
Sure.
Beautiful
and super
thing.
Pungent.
Very
super
uplifting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We love it. We love it. If you can get your hands on it. And this is, for the people who don't know, this won the Auckland Cannabis Cup 6 years in a row. It took out the indoor cup 3 years in a row. Then we said, look, you got to retire. That's 3 years. It's like some sort of football thing or something. Like, 3 years had enough. So we entered it in the outdoor cup, won 3 in a row in there. And it was that's enough for you.
I've been blessed with quite a decent bud, and I've just been chipping away at it, man. Oh man, it's such a good time. Just for everybody out there, just let you know that it is fantastic.
Yeah, I think I do.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
Right on.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.